Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the 80 Sports Show, where sports, faith, and life come together. Happy New Year. We're in 2015, and I am glad to see 2014 exit the window. It's out the door. Bye-bye. It was a bad year for the NFL. I think we should have renamed the NFL the NCS. In other words, stands for No Common Sense. I mean, that was the theme of last year, 2014. What we saw take place with the domestic violence issues and the child abuse issues and the player suspensions and rulings, it's just ludicrous. The NFL is like from the beginning to the end of the season to the end of the season. We just ended it. We're about to enter the playoffs. Thank goodness. Another reason we're happy 2015's here. But from beginning to end, the NFL just seemed like they had no idea what was going on. You say the head was stuck in the sand. And it started top down with the leader, Roger Goodell. They were unprepared with how to handle life issues. And even with this task force that's been put into place, I mean, we can only hope that things will improve in the year 2015. Maybe we can get back to calling the NFL the NFL, where it actually stands for football. That's what we need to get back into. You know, you got a lot of athletes today showing their stances and what they believe in life and wearing T-shirts and all kinds of things to support, you know, say, happenings like what's taking place in Ferguson and elsewhere. And, you know, players have that right. They can do that. But it would be nice just to see the game stand for the game. You know, that's what happened in 2014. Sports talk went from the game to the issues surrounding sports. And Ray Rice, there's no better issue than Ray Rice. Example, because it seemed like every time you turn on national news, we were hearing about Ray Rice. I mean, we're probably going to hear about Ray Rice in 2015, and that's just the way the sports news went in 2014. There was a definitive point in time where the sports world changed, our world at large changed, and the way we reported news changed, and I was able to witness it. It was pretty cool. But speaking of no common sense, here's how the NFL ended the year. Ndamukong Suh steps on Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, ankle. Okay, and he supposedly didn't know that he stepped on his ankle. And maybe he didn't. But the thing is, if your foot is on somebody's body part, you know it's there. And so maybe he didn't know he was on it, but when he stepped on it, I would imagine he knew that was the quarterback. And he didn't take his foot off. It's kind of like if you're driving a car and you're about to get in an accident, you know, you take your foot off the pedal. You don't keep pressing it down. Well, his foot was on the guy, and he knew it was there. And he, like taking a knife and stabbing it into a wound, making it more painful. That's what he did. He stepped on Aaron Rodgers' ankle breaker. You know, we used to call that a move in the playgrounds when we would play basketball after school. Well, he literally seemed like almost tried to break Aaron Rodgers' ankle. So what does the NFL do? They know Sue has a history of this, Ndamukong Suh, and they come out and they make a ruling that, okay, you're going to be suspended for the next playoff game against Dallas because Detroit made the playoffs. And Sue appeals the suspension. He wins the appeal. How often do we see that? Okay, and then here's what the NFL does. They say, all right, well, we're going to let you play in the playoff game, but you have to pay $70,000. I mean, that's why the NFL stands for NCS, no common sense. I mean, this is black or white. Okay, there's no gray area here. This is right or wrong. Yeah, Yeah, this is yes or no. He either stepped on the man's ankle and meant to, or he didn't. I mean, we've got footage, we've got film, we've got a camera. We can clearly see what happened. And that's another way the world changed in 2014. There's cameras everywhere. It's like you can't escape the all-seeing eye. But that's what took place. And so just make a black or white ruling. Don't stand in the middle of the fence. And that's seemingly what the NFL did last year. I just don't get it. I'm hoping they'll gain some common sense in the new year. When we look at the NCAA, though, if you heard my show yesterday, regular time on Wednesdays, I talked about what's running the game, the state of football. And as we look at NCAA this year, the games are longer. The no huddle, the spread, the up-tempo, the speed, the games are getting longer. And there's an article written here recently, an AP writer, that somebody's trying to call in the show here and see if I can get them on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who do we have?
Hey, Aaron. It's Andrew King.
All right, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Nothing much. Just been thinking about the Georgia Bulldogs the past couple seasons and how we've had both Todd Grantham and Mike Bobo leaving and everybody saying that, you know, we should be better than this. I mean, we should be winning championships, you know, and everything like that. And I'm thinking back to when Coach Rick first came here back in 2001. And I'm thinking, I don't think that Coach Rick promised everybody a national championship, an SEC championship, or any kind of, you know, big championships along the way. I think he promised to change the players' lives in some form or fashion. I think that's what he promised, you know. And if it were to come down to winning championships and everything like that, well, that could be it, you know. But
yeah,
in the personality that I've seen from Coach Rick, you know, he doesn't. That's not his main focus. His main focus is to give God the glory, win or lose, and also to change those young people's lives. You know, somehow that he's going to change them. You know, so a lot of them, 99% of them are for the good. And
that's
when
right.
People realize that, when the fans realize that that's what he's trying to do and not just win championships, I think that they'll get on board and I think they'll be pretty satisfied with Coach Rick and all he's done.
Yeah, great call. Great call, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, brother.
All right. Have a good New Year.
You too. Yeah, Coach Rick, he's always been a character guy. He's all about class and doing things the right way. And Andrew makes a good point. I don't remember Coach Rick ever promising a national championship to the University of Georgia. I would disagree as far as the fans. They are going to want a championship. We all know that he has Christian beliefs and even was scrutinized a few years back for going on a mission trip. And players and folks around the program and fans say, well, he shouldn't be doing that. He should be focused solely on football. He's getting paid, you know, $3 million a year or whatever he's getting paid. And it's a really good point. I don't know. I mean, you sow what you reap in life. And I think Rick, of course, they call him Mr. Stability. He's been at UGA for 14 years. Like Andrew pointed out, since 2001, and it is what it is. I mean, it's been kind of mediocrity at its best. They're going to get 10 wins a year, and it's kind of frustrating because Georgia fans won a national championship. They haven't had a national championship since 1980. They came close in 2008 when they creamed Hawaii in the Sugar Bowl. I think it was 41-10. But the thing about it is fans demand more in college football. Administrators, there's just so much pressure on a coach right now to deliver. And, you know, I've heard both ends of the spectrum. Coach Rick, Maybe Georgia's getting this great recruiting class we know of next year, and then a quarterback coming in 2016, I believe Jacob Eason from Washington. Maybe he'll get a championship in the next 3 years. But I guess from what I've seen in the program, speaking of offensive and defensive coordinators, you know, with Bobo leaving, again, that's a great sign of leadership. The man's doing something right. And they didn't seem to skip a beat with John Lilly coming in the bowl game. They looked like the same old Georgia offense. Of course, Bobo had a part in the game plan before he moved on to Colorado State. But I guess from what I saw, I know the score was 37-14, but I was a little disappointed. Even though the score was a blowout and Chubb was very impressive, it just seemed like it was just same old Georgia. It seemed like the game could have been a lot closer. I mean, fans in Georgia, here's what we need to look forward to, is the test mark, the benchmark is going to be when Alabama comes to town next year. I mean, we need to be ready to put on a show. You guys know how big a Georgia fan I am. I need to be able to stand up man-to-man and show the SEC West, show the nation how big a dog is. And it's going to come down to next year. I mean, you can't win on your home field against Bama. I promise you it's not going to happen on the road. So, yeah, that's a great call. Andrew, appreciate the word there. And hopefully Coach Rick will get it done. But, yeah, so getting back to the Ndamukong Suh and the Suh situation, and, you know, it really touches the college game, too. If you remember, Suh played at Nebraska under Bo Pelini. And Pelini's another guy that just doesn't get it. No common sense. And we saw his sideline rant. We saw what he did, you know, in his press conference. And then we saw how he exited. That was the worst exit of 2014. You couldn't have left a program in worse shape. You just leave with class. You know, Pelini's opposite of Rick. There was no class in how he left. He went out cussing. He went out criticizing the administration, and it was just sad. It was sad to see, and I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's not going to be seen as much, and maybe he can learn from his mistakes, like we all do, and move on, become a better man for it, and then maybe get another opportunity down the road. There's just some folks like Jameis Winston, like that have no self awareness. They just don't get it. You can't be a Heisman Trophy winner, walk into a grocery store and steal shrimp. You can't stand up on the table in your cafeteria at college if you're a Heisman Trophy winner and say an obscene gesture out loud for everyone to hear. There's just a certain way you have to act if you're going to be the lead guy, especially in not only your whole program, national championship program, but college football world at large. I think Marcus Mariota has done a good job of that. Again, opposite of Jameis Winston. And funny as it may appear, they actually play each other this afternoon. Two great games coming on for you, and really looking forward to it. But you know, another thing ruining the college football game today is the length of the games. Yeah. They're going over 3 hours and 30 minutes. The replays are lasting about an average of 2 minutes, and something needs to be done to make the game better. If you've been watching basketball and keeping up with LeBron James, you've noticed how there's kind of been like a pre-LeBron, prime LeBron, and post-LeBron. And the pre-LeBron was in the Cleveland days. Early on, the prime LeBron was winning two championships in Miami, and we're witnessing the post-LeBron now. And it's just sad to see this man who's gone downhill. Well, there's been a lot of ball games that have been close. It's been a fantastic year. Cole Stout has stood out to me. Zaire from Notre Dame, the quarterback, I think we need to keep an eye on him. Possible Heisman Trophy winner next few years. Of course, Nick Chubb at UGA. I will say this, though. I felt it for a while. The country is catching up to the SEC. The recruiting's gotten better over time. And the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, they're all catching up, guys. So, you guys have a happy new year. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.